Country 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. It is 6:09. Greetings, salutations, and all that. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, all powered by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Yes, indeedy. Glad you're waking up with us. Mary Alice over in the newsroom, filling in again today for one Michelle Spring. Michelle should be back tomorrow. Today, though, on the docket, morning quickies later on this hour. Also next hour, what's number one from your weekend? That brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner. And then you'll have a chance to win $25 to Rod's. Hey, our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway still going on today. And later on this morning, monitor our social media accounts, because that's how you can win $100 in Christmas cash. Again, we've had a few winners already. This thing's going until Tuesday, December the 18th. So again, you have a chance later through social media to win, again, $100 in Christmas cash. Who doesn't love some free cash around this time of season? Hey, if you want to get in touch with the show, it's easy. You can send us an email, Eric or Mary, at WTUZ.com. Our Weaver Appliance text line, it's 330-339-9399. I mentioned our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're always streaming online at WTUZ.com.
In 6:30 headlines, Buckeye Career Center students joined in the giving spirit by donating items to the Share a Christmas program. Students in the Ag and Diesel class collected over 50 bicycles, and those that were used, they repaired them and got them ready for the children. Also, Buckeye students donated over 400 toys and then also over 5,000 non-perishable food items to the T4C giving program. Meanwhile, the holidays came early for Dover Philly Federal Credit Union's youngest members and the Salvation Army. On December 7th, the credit union gave a holiday money gift to over 1,400 youth, and then $14,000 was matched and donated then to the Salvation Army of Tuscarawas County. Be sure to stay up to date on the latest news at WTUZ.com.
Mary, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
I have breaking news on my weekend front, at least.
Oh, yeah.
It has to do with Christmas.
Ooh.
And it has to do with trees. My Christmas tree is up.
It's up.
It is up.
Is it decorated?
I have erected my tree. Well, it's an artificial tree, therefore, you know, pre-strung lights, that kind of thing.
That's all right.
There are a few bulbs up there.
Even better.
Mm-hmm. The entire Christmas plastic bin or tub or whatever you want to call it. The tote? The plastic tote? I think that's the official word, right? The tote.
The tote.
That's up from the basement as I strained my back lifting that bad boy yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do you have to worry about your boys getting into the tree and...
Oh, you're funny. You are funny. Yeah, the hanging of the bulbs took, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes last night until we realized we got to get this tote out of here before they break every single bulb that we own.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and yeah, those little green hooks that go into the bulbs, yeah, those are dangerous too for almost two-year-old
ain't that
twin boys to be playing with.
Mm-mm-mm.
But yeah, the tree's up. It's beginning, Mary, at least in the McElroy compound. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Is your tree up or no?
No.
What?
I don't even think we're going to put a tree up because we always go to like family.
Wait a minute, Mary. Alice, if I put a tree up, you must put a tree up.
I have a tree up in my heart.
That does not count.
Listen, we have cats, like five cats.
And
an elderly dog.
Which means what?
They're going to have that tree torn down.
Which means all the
ornaments.
Which means the cats will paw and claw the branches and the ornaments, and it means the old dog will pee on the tree. Is that what you mean?
It's a possibility.
What's the dog's name?
Sissy! Yeah.
Get outside.
Oh, no.
Well, if the dog pees on the tree, Mary, No, you have to water it if it's real tree, but still.
Yeah, we do the fake stuff, so.
You go. No harm, no foul, though, when it comes to the pee.
That's right. Maybe maybe we'll put up a little something on the table or something like that.
Oh, Mayor.
Put up some lights.
More of a cringe than I thought. Hey, by the way, our poll question from Friday, for those who want to know, I was at the Christmas parade Friday for New Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Did you take part in any?
I did Dover.
On Saturday? Yeah. How was that? Still just as cold as Friday, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It was very nice. It was nice, though.
Somebody came up and asked me, they go, hey, what was the result of the poll, real or fake? And it took me a second, because you got to think. That was like at 6:30 at night,
right. Okay,
when I did the parade Friday. Right. So in my mind, the morning show and poll questions from earlier in the day, I know it's hours before, but that's like yesterday. In my mind, that seems like 24 hours ago.
Like, what are you talking about, man?
So somebody came up and said, what's the final result, real or fake? I go, huh? Mm-hmm. They go, real or fake, the tree. I go, oh, poll question. Yeah, I got it. The final result was 75% of Z Country listeners and social media folks say they use an artificial tree.
All right.
25% say a real one. They like to go out and cut it down or have someone cut it down for them.
Right, go buy it or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm for the fake one because you can just box it
Mary,
up.
Mary, you have no room to talk. You don't even put up a damn tree, Mary, over here.
There's still time.
No.
Mm-mm. Yes, there is.
Hey, make sure you fill up on your gas, too. You see what it was across the street? $1.99?
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat that. Now, make sure, like I said, you fill up, maybe get your gas cans out because, you know, in a couple weeks when folks are traveling all over the place for the holiday season, I can probably guarantee it's not going to be $1.99 a gallon.
No.
Probably a little more than that.
No. Yep. I filled up last night. I'm good to go.
Well, that's one thing you're on top of, Mayor.
I try to be.
That's one thing. Your gas.
just one.
Yeah. Hey, remember last week, I think it was Friday, we talked about all the folks paying off layaways at random Walmarts all across the country.
Yeah.
There was one random person, I forget the states, one random guy did like 29,000. Well, I say random guy, it could have been a gal.
That's true.
Because they have chosen to remain anonymous. Then celebrities have done so. Gail Benson, who's the owner of the Saints and the Pelicans, former... Or is it still the widow of Tom Benson, who passed away, like a year ago or so? Then Tyler Perry, the actor, who was a part of all the Madea's movie franchise, Madea's family reunion, all that stuff. He paid off $400,000 in Walmart layaways, and now Kid Rock decided to get in on the action. Nice. Despite calling Joy Behar the B-word a few weeks ago and getting kicked off of the Nashville Christmas Parade. He was supposed to be the Grand Marshal. Then he did that, and they said no.
Nope.
He decided to give back a little bit to the community. A local Walmart in the state of Tennessee, he paid off $81,000 to settle all the accounts there at a local Walmart. Again, Walmart, the hub of all this. I'm sure Target does layaway, folks. I'm sure they do.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there has to be other places that do layaway.
Hey, Kid Rock even reached out on social media and said, at Tyler Perry, it's a great idea. I followed your lead and paid off layaway at my local Walmart in Nashville. Merry Christmas and God bless you. Here's the thing. Tyler Perry did $400,000. Kid Rock did $81,000. Now, I'm not one. If you're giving back, you're giving back. But still, it's like almost a half a mil to just $81,000.
Just $81,000.
I mean, I figured Kid Rock could step up his game a little bit more than that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. Unless that's all that there was in layaway.
That's all he had in Mary, you might be right.
You know, maybe
he may have said, what's the layaway tab right now and whatever it was.
He's like, all right.
But what Walmart is Tyler Perry at where there's 400 GER in layaway just sitting there? You know what I mean? That's a lot.
Right, yeah. I don't know where does Tyler Perry live.
Probably Los Angeles somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually,
so
I think his was in Atlanta, suburb of Atlanta somewhere.
Okay.
That's where he did his. A homeless man finds $17,000 outside a food bank.
Nice.
And turns it in.
Aww.
I said homeless man finds $17,000 outside a food bank and turns it in. Summer Sumner, that's an N there, Sumner, Washington, local newspaper in that area. The News Tribune picked up this story. Kevin Booth found the cash in a brown bag outside of a food bank. Then he looked in there, decided to smell it. You know, the money smell test. You know, money has a distinct smell,
yes, it
right?
Does.
He said once it passed the smell test, he knew the cash was real. He waited for the food bank to open. They weren't even open yet. Then went in, handed the bag of money to a volunteer who then later contacted the police. Now, after 90 days, nobody claimed the money. The food bank then kept it, and they're going to use it, of course, to give back and some renovations and all that. Here's the deal. After 90 days, shouldn't the homeless guy get it? Right?
Yeah, you
didn't
think.
Didn't he turn it
think,
in?
Yeah. Like claimer's reward or something.
I mean, maybe
like
them and the food bank and the guy. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, Mary, I believe is the phrase you're searching for.
Yeah, and that was it.
They should probably split this.
Right, yeah.
Food bank.
I'll go with the split.
And the homeless guy. Now, listen, if the food bank provides food for the homeless guy and maybe shelter, then I maybe can see that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I just, like, you said it was in a brown paper bag, right?
Yes.
So, like, I mean, did someone drop it? Like, who puts their money in a brown paper
someone
bag?
Someone lost their lunch, obviously. Someone lost their lunch. Was brown bagging it that day? Don't you carry your money around in a brown paper bag? Not everybody does that.
No. I've seen you, though.
Apparently, some folks caught wind of the story and even set up a GoFundMe account for the homeless guy to try to raise money for him. So they feel just as bad for him as I do that he found $17,000, turned it in, nobody claimed it, and then he gets nothing. Except for maybe a warm meal. A hot and a cot at the food bank, right?
Right.
That's what they say. A hot and a cot.
Okay, I'll believe you on that one.
Always good stuff. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah.
What is number one from your weekend? All brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, Main Street, there in Urecksville. We already know they have probably, most definitely, the best donuts and cream sticks around at a number of your local convenience stops in the morning hours, but the daily breakfast and lunch specials as well. As Mary is moaning and groaning to the thoughts of Rod's Donuts and Diner. Again, Main Street, Urecksville.
Delicious.
What's number one from your weekend country charts? Mitchell Tenpenny, his very first ever number one hit. He has it.
Oh.
The song Drunk Me, a long, steady climb all the way to the top of the charts. I'm sure you know what song I'm talking about, Mary.
Yeah.
Drunk Me, number one this week. Kane Brown with Lose It at number two. He did lose it, the number one spot. See what I did there?
I see. Good job.
Anyway, Dan and Shay at number three with Speechless. Luke Combs and then Jimmy Allen rounding out the top five.
Okay.
Ralph breaking the internet. Still a topic of discussion.
Oh.
That film's still the number one movie in America. Brought in another $16.1 million over the past weekend. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch is number two. You know, I just saw Jim Carrey's version of that over the weekend.
That's a good version.
Thanks to good old Netflix. But the 2018 version pulled in $15 million over this past weekend. Creed 2 is number 3, Fantastic Beasts 4, and then Bohemian Rhapsody still sticking around.
Wow.
In the top 5, right there at number 5. Remember Friday, all the Grammy nominees were being released as we were on the air and sort of wrapping things up as Brooke was here. It was a busy day on Friday.
Very busy.
Well, I have all of the nominees and nominations, Mary, for the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. We're obviously not going to go through all of them, but the country categories. First, these were supposed to be announced on December the 5th, which was, what, a Wednesday?
Right.
But you know, a president died, so they pushed all this stuff back to Friday.
Makes sense.
Yes, obviously, I'm kidding. Shout out to an RIP, George H.W. First, country artists that are nominated for a Grammy. Those with multiple nominations, you have Kacey Musgraves with 4, Maren Morris with 3, Chris Stapleton with 2. Also with 2, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Little Big Town. And I guess you can throw Bebe Rexha in there, because she's nominated along with Florida Georgia Line. You know that song Meant to Be? It was only one of the biggest songs of the year.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Song is obviously nominated. Those country acts with one nomination, Luke Combs, Loretta Lynn. How about that? Cole Swindell, Blake Shelton, Kelsey Ballerini, Keith Urban, Ashley McBride, and Florida Georgia Line. Now, of course, all the country categories, there's only four. A few years ago, they cut down all the categories significantly, not only just the country ones. There's Best Country Solo Performance, Duo or Group Performance, Best Country Song, and Best Country Album. Of course, we'll have to wait until February to find out who's taking home what. February the 10th is when the ceremony will take place. Rapper Kendrick Lamar leads everybody with 8 nominations.
Dang.
If anybody wanted to know.
8.
Indeed. Hey, Rascal Flatts surprised everybody on Friday, and their fans and music insiders and local DJs and everything else. They dropped a new album with new music. Well, kind of. It's called Jukebox. It's just 6 songs. They call that an EP for you music insiders. A short album is an EP. Longer one is an LP. Did you know that, Mary?
I didn't.
I'm just educating you today.
Thank you.
Jukebox out from Rascal Flatts. It includes a few cover songs and a few originals. And probably including their latest, Back to Life, which I'm sure you folks have been hearing on our airwaves here. So Rascal Flatts kind of shocking everybody. Released a new music unbeknownst to everyone except for them, I do believe. And sticking with the music theme, Def Leppard, it seems, we won't know until later today, but it seems as if they far and away are number one in the fan vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Again, fan vote takes into account a portion of it. Then other executives and everything else vote as to who will be going in. You have Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, who's already in as a member of Fleetwood Mac, which I forgot about.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Janet Jackson, Akron's own Devo. I forgot about Devo. Mm-hmm. The Cure, Rage Against the Machine, and a few others, including LL Cool J.
LL.
All nominated, but we will see later on today who won the fan vote. Then after that, the insiders vote. And it'll take a little bit of time, but the fan vote gives us some indication. Because the past 2 years, I do believe the top two in the fan vote got in. So it gives us an indication as to who will get in.
Okay, do you know who's in second place?
Yeah, Stevie Nicks.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So okay. Def Leppard and Stevie Nicks, most likely, if you go by history's past, and if history's past is kind of redundant, really, if you think about it. But if you go by the past or the history, then there you go. That may be who's getting in. Of course, Rod's bringing you what's number one from over the weekend. That was all of it right there, keeping you folks in the know, updated, entertainment-wise, everything else. What I have for you right now, $25 to Rod's if you want it. Be the lucky texter. And you know what? Of course, we teamed up with Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, official sponsor of the morning show and your morning drive. By the way, Mary didn't know if you were aware of that. Also, in cooperation with T4C Share a Christmas, mm-hmm. we had a little thing we called Stuff the Truck.
Yeah.
Which was pretty successful. I want to thank everybody who donated. Whether it be listeners, advertising partners, I know, donated items. So it was a great turnout and a great thing that we had. Again, all in cooperation with our folks at Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg and, again, T4C Share a Christmas. So it was cool to give back.
Yeah, very, very cool. And, you know, Joanne enjoyed wrapping all the gifts.
I'm sure she did. She's yes, now in Florida, though, right?
Right.
Maybe her and Michelle will, you know, maybe they'll cross paths.
Maybe wave to each other at the airport.
Like ships passing in the night. They may not even know that they're passing each other. So, there you go.
That's
hey,
true.
What I do have, Mary, is space news.
Ooh.
And it's big, too. Huge delivery to the International Space Station. Their Christmas goodies have arrived.
Oh.
And it took not only one try, but 2 tries.
Say what?
For the International Space Station to reach out the robotic arm and grab what they're calling the Dragon capsule.
Oh.
To pull it up as it was orbiting the lab. And First try was unsuccessful. They said, no, we have to get our Christmas goodies. It's not Christmas time without our space food. Now, The space food, they'll be getting Christmas dinner, smoked turkey, green bean casserole, candied yams, cranberry sauce, and fruit cake. Also shortbread and butter cookies with tubes of icing for decorating. So nice, our astronauts will be decorating their cookies on their downtime.
Right, yeah. You know, I had never thought about them, like, getting food or receiving gifts like that.
Now, listen, Mary, they're up there a long time. Not only did the delivery include Christmas dinner, but it also included mice and worms for science experiments. What exactly are they doing up there?
Oh, wonderful gifts right there.
International Space Station.
Here's some worms.
5,000 pounds of other station equipment as well, along with, like I said, their Christmas dinner.
Everybody needs a Christmas dinner.
Three of the space station residents will be on board for Christmas. The other three will return to Earth on December 20th. Until then, the station is home to two Americans, two Russians, one Canadian, and someone who is German. What do they call that? A gerst, right? Or a gerst?
I have no clue.
What do you call somebody who's from Germany?
A German.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
It says here a gerst or a gerst. Which was news to me.
Yeah, that's news to me, too.
Hey, also space news. The Uranus Examiner is now closing. What is that, you're asking? Well, it's a newspaper in a small town of Missouri. Yeah, Uranus, Missouri. Remember, a few months back, we talked about them naming their newspaper their Uranus Examiner. Well, due to them being the butt of jokes, see what I did there? Butt of all jokes. They had to close their operations due to chuckles and groans and not a lot of advertising dollars either. Apparently, banks didn't want to loan them any money. Nobody wanted to place any ads in their newspaper, which made it hard to stay open. Of course, the final edition of the Uranus Examiner was put out hot on the press, I should say, this past Friday. And now it will be no more.
Yeah, I just, like, in this day and age where people are easily offended and everything, like, why would you do that?
The town of Uranus, in this case, it's a little incorporated tourist spot along a historic Route 66.
Oh.
How about this? Uranus, known not only for the now a defunct Uranus Examiner, but the little town of Uranus, Missouri, known for some other weird attractions, including the world's largest belt buckle. And how appropriate is this, including one of the state's largest fudge shops as well. I can't make this stuff up, folks. But the Uranus Examiner is no more. No more.
Aww.
They put out a little statement on Facebook. They said, because of the judgmental, quote, fuddy-duddy squad, you can thank them for the Examiner's demise.
Right. Well, why couldn't you just change the name to it?
I mean, what are you going to?
I don't know.
Do you have any thoughts, Mary? Do you have any ideas as to maybe what the name could be?
Yeah, nothing's coming to mind immediately. But that's why they pay people to do that, to like come up with a name. Like they could do it.
I didn't know. I mean, did they think it was going to last with a name like that?
Apparently, yes.
You know what I mean? Hey, we all know Santa Claus is real, obviously, right?
That's right.
He's always watching. He sees you when you're sleeping. How's it go? He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. All that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for some odd reason, some people refuse to believe. But those people, you know, won't get any presents. They'll get coal in their stocking.
That's right.
And they'll get rocks, basically, for Christmas. One guy in Florida, at a local meet and greet for Santa Claus, I was out there screaming, Cape Coral, Florida, Santa doesn't exist, which obviously we know that's not true, right?
That's right.
Santa does exist. Folks wanted him arrested. It even made a local TV station. Of course, people busted out their cell phones with this guy going berserk. Police said, hey, I mean, he's exercising freedom of speech. There's nothing we could do. And parents were outraged, obviously. The guy's just a scumbag. But this guy in Texas was arrested for trying to convince people that Santa wasn't real, which is blasphemy, I tell you. North Texas, near the Dallas area, 31-year-old protester going around telling children Santa Claus was not real was arrested for trespassing. They don't mess around there in Texas when it comes to their littering.
That's right.
Or their Santa Claus.
That's right.
Case in point there, Florida should maybe take a few notes.
Yeah. Do these people not have anything to do with their lives besides try
to ruin Christmas for people?
Like, really?
Right?
They're kids. They'll find out eventually.
What do you mean, Mary?
That he is still real.
Exactly. Easy. Easy over there. All right, 8:39, glad you're with us. If you missed any part of the program this morning, podcast section at WTUZ.com, but there's so much more to come, including Babbling Brook with Z News. I heard her daughter was marching in the Christmas parade, throwing candy at all of her friends, so I'm sure we have that and much more to get to.
Turn all the lights down.
99.9 WTUZ, Chris Young. It's your kind of country, not only right here on your radio waves, but also online, WTUZ.com. Our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway got started last week, and it resumes today. Monitor Facebook, because at some point in time, a post will pop up for your chance to win $100. Babbling Brook, $100 in cold hard cash. Can you not hear? Hold on.
Crazy.
Huh?
Crazy.
I can see you over there.
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself all right?
I can. Usually I cannot, but I can today.
Cool. How was your weekend? Good?
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
Nothing too exciting, but...
Except for Friday.
Well,
hello.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was super exciting.
Yes.
Uncle Eric was able to take your daughter.
I know. You made her night.
She's got an arm on her.
Yeah.
And she was throwing candy at all of her peers.
Throwing candy and giving hugs.
Yeah, there you go. Kissing babies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Future mayor.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, hey, you do have Z News for us.
I do.
Quite a little bit, too, so.
All right. Yes. In this day in history, in 1817, Mississippi was admitted as the 20th state of the Union. Moving on to 2005, a comedian, Richard Pryor, died of a heart attack at a hospital outside Los Angeles. He was 65. Also in 2005, Garth Brooks married Trisha Yearwood in a private ceremony at their home.
They've only been married since 2005.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And then in 2009, Avatar makes its world debut in London and goes on to become the highest grossing movie in history.
Mm.
That was a really good one. Did you ever go see that in 3D?
No, I'm not that big of a nerd, but
hard to watch.
No, I have seen the movie. I'm surprised they haven't made a sequel yet.
I know. I'm surprised about that too. Yeah.
Just like with Titanic too. No sequel there.
I've seen
no
previews.
Sequel there.
Remember, I think we talked about
there's
this.
There's no way.
Look it up on YouTube. It may be fake.
You know they're making another ship. Actually,
are they
for real?
Wow.
I don't know who in the right mind would hit.
Oh.
Get on that thing.
Oh, give me heebie-jeebies.
Or the heebie-meebies.
Yeah. Whatever. Holidays for today. It's Human Rights Day. Dewey Decimal System Day.
There you go. Very important.
It is. And Nobel Prize Day. On TV today, Shania Twain will be on The Talk.
Shania.
CMA Country Christmas will be on at 8. Reba
yes.
will be hosting.
I'll be watching this
the
tonight.
The 9th annual special. Of course, there'll be a lot of performers there.
My tree's up, by the way.
Good. Yeah. It's about time.
Thank you, I guess.
The Voice, the live semifinal top 8 performances will be on at 8. Holiday Baking Championship, the new family classics will be on at 9. And then Ellen DeGeneres, she will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. So that, I'm sure, will be hilarious.
Is it, who else is on there? Isn't Cole Swindell on there tonight on Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Today's the 10th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be performing his single, Love You Too Late. So he will be on there too as well. That'll be a good show. Another news, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen and Leslie Jones will host NBC's New Year's Eve special from New York's Times Square. Some performers are going to be Diana Ross. So that'll be pretty cool to see. Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton. And, of course, Legend himself. And then Keith Urban and Brett Young, they'll be performing live from Nashville.
Now, okay, the NBC, that's going to be on NBC, right? The one with the Blake and
yes.
all that?
Yes.
Okay. And then the one in Nashville you mentioned, Keith Urban, for like, I don't know how many years in a row, has done this free show there,
yes,
right?
Right. And Brett Young and Peter Frampton, they're all going to be there too. Now they have, instead of like a light, like a crystal ball or whatever,
they have a
music note.
They do have a music note that drops.
Cool. Yeah.
Instead of a crystal ball.
That would be so much fun to be there. And it's not downtown. It's actually at the Bicentennial Capital Mall State Park, which is like a mile away from the heart of downtown.
And Brooke would probably know that because she's been there.
I have been there.
Walking the streets of Nashville.
I have. Yes. That was a fun time.
All right.
And then are you into the Avengers movies?
Oh, yeah. This is their new trailer came out, right? Which is like 60 million people have seen it or something already. And it's...
Yeah. Well, it's the fourth movie.
The final one,
and
I would hope.
I guess they finally have a title for it.
Which
apparently, they didn't have it before. It's Avengers Endgame.
Well, which then indicates things are coming
probably,
to an end.
I would say.
It's about time.
Maybe the final one.
I know the last one was like, in terms of superhero films, like... top earning one all time or something. I don't know.
Yes. $2 billion
ticket
sales. Yeah. So that's going to be coming out in theaters April 26th.
2019.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
Which before you know it, we'll be here, Brooke.
I know.
Make those resolutions and all that good stuff. And...
Yep, it's coming. Ready or not.
All right, Brooke. Always thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Oh, sure.
99.9 WTUZ, the number one country song in the nation this week. You just heard it right there. Mitchell Tenpenny, Drunk Me. Congrats to our winners today. Sharon Belknap, daily birthday winner. Kurt Waller, the weekly birthday winner. And Ashley Hatcher, a.k.a. Ash Hatch, won $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner earlier this morning. If you missed any part of the program, podcast section at WTUZ.com, where, of course, we talked about my Christmas tree finally being up, Kid Rock giving back what's number one from over the weekend, Z News with Brooke, Space News, all that good stuff. It's all up in the podcast section, including the latest newscasts and great stuff from Big Z Sports. Again, podcasts at WTUZ.com. For Mary Alice, who did a great job filling in for one Michelle Spring, who I think will be back tomorrow. I'm Eric McElroy. Find us after hours on social media, WTUZ.com for everything else. The latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening in Z Country, our streaming services right there, and links to these stations' social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until tomorrow.